Sermon 9. Be faithful to preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 30 through 31. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Jesus became the Christ for us. The Son of God, Jesus, became the Christ for you and me. The word Christ has the meaning of being anointed by God. In the Old Testament era, those who were anointed were when establishing a king, establishing a prophet, and establishing a high priest. Oil symbolizes the Holy Spirit and is poured upon them. Jesus received baptism from John to have the sins of the world transferred onto his body, and by sacrificing his body, he saved us from all sins. Jesus Christ himself became our King and became our High Priest. Everyone, you must never forget the fact that Jesus Christ became our Savior. Jesus received baptism from John at the Jordan River to have the sins of the world transferred to him, received the judgment of sin on the cross, shed his precious blood, resurrected from death, and has now become our Savior. You must absolutely not forget that Jesus Christ saved us from the sins of this world through the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Through the gospel of the water and the Spirit, not human wisdom. It is written in the Word like this: For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. Through human wisdom, one could not know God. If so, how did we come to know God? How did we come to meet Jesus Christ? It is because those who preceded us made us know through the word of the gospel of truth, by the foolishness of preaching and through the proclamation of the gospel, who our Savior is, how he received the transfer of our sins onto Jesus' body, and how he saved us from all the sins and judgment of the world. Preaching truly looks foolish. However, what we proclaim when we preach is Jesus Christ and his ministry. God, the Creator, the Son of God, the Father, came to this earth. He received baptism from John at the Jordan River and had all the sins of the world transferred onto his body. And he received the judgment for those sins on the cross. And he resurrected from among the dead and became the one sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. Thus, Jesus permitted the salvation of the removal of sins to those who believe in that ministry of righteousness. Jesus made those who believe the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit into sinless ones. This proclamation of the gospel of salvation makes those who believe become children of God, but to those who do not believe this gospel, it only looks foolish. However, we did not directly witness with our own eyes Jesus who did this ministry of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Were you at that place when Jesus Christ came to this earth? Did you see with your eyes the sins of the world being transferred onto the body of Jesus as he received baptism from John at the Jordan River? Were we beside him when he received the judgment of sin and died on the cross? Believing what is unseen looks foolish to the people of the world, but before God, it is wisdom. That is God's salvation and God's truth. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. Because Jesus Christ received the transfer of all our sins through the baptism he received from John, received the judgment of sin on the cross, and resurrected from death, thereby paving the way for us to go to the kingdom of heaven. This is called the message, way. The only one we are to believe and boast in is Jesus Christ Himself. If we think about what you and I have to boast about, there is only one thing. It is Jesus Christ Himself who saved us, who were sinners, from the sins of the world. Jesus became the King, the High Priest, and the Prophet for all of us. He is fundamentally the God who made me. He is my Creator. Jesus Christ is the one who brought me the faith to believe the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. He is the one who saved me from all the sins of the world once and for all. Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist to have all the sins of the world transferred onto his body once and for all, received the judgment of sin on the cross, resurrected from death, and saved us who believe from all sins. If I have anything to boast about, it is the Lord and the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The Lord received baptism from John to have my sins transferred to him, was killed on the cross on my behalf, resurrected, and became my Savior. Other than the baptism Jesus Christ received from John, the blood he shed on the cross, his death and his resurrection, there is nothing more to boast about by faith. Whether for a pastor, an evangelist, workers, or saints, there must necessarily be one boast. That is the fact that Jesus became your Savior. Jesus is the one who became my King, my Prophet, and my High Priest. We have nothing to boast about other than that. We can boast of the Lord's ministry of righteousness wherever we go in this world. We can boast because it is worthy of boasting. No matter how knowledgeable a person we meet in the world, we can boast. If we boast of Jesus Christ, whether the other person is a philosopher, a scientist, an intellectual, or an artist, they cannot be as noble as Jesus Christ, so they become those who have no choice but to listen. In our church, there was a sister who graduated from the Department of Philosophy at the top university in our country and came to God's church. Our church has a time of fellowship among the saints after the worship service. That sister came to have fellowship with a young brother who had not yet finished mission school, and she said that at first, that brother felt too ridiculous to her. She said that she felt displeased, thinking, "I graduated from the Department of Philosophy at the top university, and yet I have to have fellowship with this young man." However, when that brother preached the gospel of the water and the Spirit, words she had never heard in her life flowed out of that young man's mouth. She was surprised and listened attentively, and afterward received the removal of sins in her heart. At the place where that sister was giving her testimony of salvation, she said this: "Even in the Department of Philosophy where I studied, I did not learn the wisdom and truth of salvation, consisting of this gospel of the water and the Spirit. But I came here, heard the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, believed it in my heart, and received salvation. The Jesus Christ we preach is the Savior of true salvation in this world. Jesus Christ is the true Savior of sinners and the truth that gives true new life. Look at those whom God has called. Please know that the reason you and I have been established as office bearers in the church is not because we have accumulated much knowledge in this world. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. Please know the fact that God chose those who are considered foolish in this world, and after saving them from all sins, He established them as God's servants. The meaning of these words is this: because we do not pursue the material things and methods of the world, we appear foolish in the eyes of the world. Those who have not received the removal of sins pursue the world, thinking that the things of this world are everything, and view us who do not pursue them as foolish. However, the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men. When you come to know it, we are indeed the wise ones before God. God has chosen a weak person like me and has made the strong ones ashamed countless times. We are not those who are powerful worldly or fleshly. We are neither those who overflow with wealth, nor those who possess unusually outstanding knowledge. However, God, who leaves those better than us and chooses us to put to shame the strong ones in the world, is truly a wise God. All of this is solely to manifest the glory of God. Preach only the righteousness of Christ by faith for a lifetime. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 22 through 24. Paul said that he preaches Christ, whether in an individual church or anywhere. The single thing we must do for our entire lifetime is to preach Christ. What must we preach going out into the world? We must preach Christ. When we preach Christ, the greatest power works. Do not go out to preach other things. Do not try to preach your own knowledge, brilliance, or the things of the world. No matter how much we preach and preach again, there is always something to say. The only thing to be preached is Christ. If you intend to boast, you must boast in Christ. I hope you become those who boast that He saved lacking us from all the sins of the world, that He put to shame those who are called wise in the world through lacking us, and that He manifested the glory of God, and who believe and preach only the righteousness of Christ. Boast of the righteousness of the Lord. People of the world boast of the things that are on the earth. However, the people of Christ have nothing to boast of except the baptism and blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus became our Savior. We believe and boast that He became our Lord. I hope the grace of the Lord is always with you.